This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. The University of Akron football team won its biggest game in more than a century over the weekend. The Zips stunned Northwestern 39-34. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, the Zips were a huge underdog against the Big Ten Wildcats.
Not only is it amazing they won, they were down 21-3 at the half.
Right, which is what you'd expect.
Northwestern, by the way, won 10 games last year. So it wasn't like some years Northwestern's football's pretty bad. Mm-hmm. Not this one. So they probably thought it was over. And Akron in the second half just said this probably one of the great comebacks, you know, certainly in his Division I-A history. This guy Alvin Davis ran two touchdowns back on interceptions, and they forced all these turnovers. And certainly it's the biggest victory of Terry Bowden's coaching career at Akron.
And he's made this team pretty decent. I mean, they won the MAC last year, Akron.
Exactly. And since his first year, he was 1-11. Of course, he took over a team that only won one game the previous two seasons. Mm-hmm. But since then, they're 31-33. And remember, every year, schools such as Akron or Kent State, most of the MAC schools, they go play these money games where you're almost locked into two losses before you start a year because...
Because the smaller school, in this case Akron, gets paid money to go and get beat by one of these big teams.
We're not talking about hamburger money, and we're talking about $1.2 million. In fact, remember, Akron was supposed to play at Nebraska, but they couldn't get the game in.
Right.
That was going to be another $1.2 million. And the reason, of course, they do this is because all the money that these programs need to exist.
Now, there was an interesting stat in this Northwestern upset, and I thought it had to not be right. It was Akron's first win over a, I guess, quote, Big Ten school since 1894.
Ah, you finally have found a game that we've talked about that I didn't cover.
Good one.
Usually all the other ones at some point or another, I either saw as a kid or covered. But I was not there in 1894. When the Akron 11 took on Ohio State, and by the way, the stakes were high in this game. You know what the winning team got? 10 new footballs. So the stakes were high when Buchtel College, not Akron, that's what it was known back then, faced Ohio State.
The Big Ten didn't even exist then.
No, Ohio State barely existed then, and Akron obviously didn't exist because they were talking about its predecessor. They emerged winners 12-6, but there was a big name in the middle of this.
John Heisman.
Buchtel's coach, John Heisman, of the Heisman Award. Mm-hmm. He had been hired the year before to coach football and baseball and run the gym program for some people, the faculty, Buchtel thought was too much money, $900. Ohio State was not a premier job. Oberlin was better than Ohio State back then. Western Reserve, now Case Western combined, that was a superpower. So, hey, they channeled their Buchtel College roots for this to upset Northwestern, finally beat a Big Ten team. And, you know, good for Terry Bowden, good for Akron U. They needed something like this.
How much of a fluke is this, or is this team for real?
When a team wins the MAC, they're pretty good. If they were to consistently play in the Big Ten, they get worn down. They're not going to win half their games. They're just not. But if you don't take them seriously, you know, you could lose.
Now they take on Iowa State this weekend, considered a pretty good team.
Yep, they are. And, you know, but it's not playing at Ohio State. It's not even playing at Nebraska, you know, the game that was rained out, basically. If Iowa State doesn't take them seriously, Akron can go in and win. But here's, you know, of course, if you're Terry Bowden, you're going, you know, all week your guys are walking around acting as if they upset yeah. Alabama to win the national title. So you kind of bring them back from that. But Amanda, you know, often these games are so painful to talk about. We just don't because they're, you know, they're designed just to bring money into these institutions. You know, Kent State went down to Alabama a couple of years ago. Why? Money. Mm-hmm. So I think, it's a good sign that they did win the MAC last year and then turn around and upset Northwestern. That's going to help Terry Bowden's program quite a bit.
What an interesting story for the Akron Zips football team. Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, 89.7 WKSU.